The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this midweek's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. It has been a very good year so far for the Nigerian equities markets, as yesterday's trading activities saw the market ended upbeat for the fourth straight sessions in the new year 2020. The Nigerian Stock Exchange Broad Index grew by 0.90%, closing at 27,586.93 points above the previous close of 27,339.68 points it recorded on Monday. Market capitalization grew by 0.89% to close at 13.316 trillion naira, away from the previous close of 13.199 trillion naira, gaining about 117 billion naira. Volume of traded stocks closed at 446.38 million units, down by 14.23%, away from the previous close of 520.43 million units. The value of traded stocks grew by 8.76%, closing at 5.82 billion naira from the previous close of 5.35 billion naira. The market read closed positive as 26 stocks gained, while 20 stocks declined in their share prices. Fitzen Healthcare PLC was the highest percentage gainer with 9.8% growth, closing at 2 naira 80 kobo, while PZ Nigerian PLC also closed 9.8% higher, closing at 5 naira 60 kobo. Unity Bank PLC also grew by 9.59%. Consolidated Allmark Insurance grew by 9.09%. And Cornerstone Insurance PLC also grew its share price by 8.62%. On the percentage losers list are NCR Nigerian PLC, which led 19 other price decliners, shedding 10% of its share price to close at 4 naira 5 kobo from the previous close of 4 naira 50 kobo. Livestock Feed shed 8% of its share price to close at 46 kobo. Cotview lost 7.69% of its share price, closing at 24 kobo, while 40 Oil, among other price decliners, shed 6.11%, closing at 16 naira 90 kobo. You can go through the pages of our website, www.stocksng.com, for more details on the market performance for yesterday. Yesterday, we revealed the 2019 price performance of banking stocks listed on the floor of Nigerian Stock Exchange, and I remember promising to do more on other sectors for the better part of this week. Today, we are going to be looking at a few more within the limit of time available to us. But before we do this, let me quickly remind you that there's going to be a free seminar on the 18th of January 2020. It's a Saturday and it promises to be exclusive. Some of the things that will be discussed are mastering the art of forex trading with focus on the ultimate guide to technical analysis. There will also be a lot of information dissemination on real estate entrepreneurship, with special focus on home ownership principles and nuggets. Call Wale on 081-64-918996 for further inquiries. I take the number again, 081-64-918996 for further inquiries. The right of C&I leasing is still much open, and you can still exercise your right by calling your broker now. It now closes on the 13th of January 2020. Remember, you can participate even as a non-shareholder. Just call your broker now for further inquiries. Let us quickly take a message from Access Bank PLC. And when I come back, I shall still be talking about the market. Don't change this radio station, as I'll be right back.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, Gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah, Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go their branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
Welcome back. Today, we'll be talking about the manufacturing subsector price performances on the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Manufacturing has generally been described and accepted as an engine of growth and development of any country. In modern economies, industrialization under the industrial sector is widely conceived as critical tools for accelerating economic growth and development. Inasmuch as individuals have taken the bull by the horn to double, investors had gotten lower than encouraging cash dividend payouts over the years. To a large extent, manufacturing companies in Nigeria have over the years scaled through several hurdles and obvious challenges to remain in business. Top of this is financing, while others include infrastructure, low purchasing power, and government policies. Research has revealed that most manufacturing companies in Nigeria survive majorly on credit facilities. Unfortunately, high cost of financing had largely impacted negatively on profitability. Performance of stocks in the manufacturing and industrial sector in 2019 was rather poor, as most of them declined in their share price year to date. In the manufacturing sector in 2019, only 4 stocks emerged as gainers, while 33 stocks declined in their share prices. Quickly, let us see how far we can go. Thomas White emerged top in the manufacturing sector with 65.22% growth, closing the year 2019 with a share price of 38 kobo from 23 kobo. John Holt closed the year 2019 at 56 kobo, growing its share price by 27.27% from 44 kobo. WAPCO, that is Lafarge, grew its share price 22.89% in year 2019, closing the year at 15 naira 30 kobo from 12 naira 45 kobo. Cabri grew its share price in 2019 by 5.50%, closing the year 2019 at 10 naira 55 kobo from 10 naira. International Breweries was the highest price decliner in 2019, as it sheds 68.65% of its share price, closing the year at 9 naira 5 kobo from 13 naira 50 kobo. Guinness Nigeria shed 58.26% of its share price in the year 2019, closing the year at 13 naira 5 kobo from 72 naira it opened at the beginning of that year. GlaxoSmith shed 57.93% of its share price in 2019, closing the year at 6 naira 10 kobo from 14 naira 50 kobo it opened at the beginning of 2019. PZ Nigerian declined its share price by 53.31%, closing the year at 5 naira 65 kobo from 12 naira 10 kobo. Champions Brewery closed the year 2019 at 95 kobo, shedding 52.66% of its share price from 1 naira 99 kobo. University Press shed 41.28% of its share price to close 2019 at 1 naira 28 kobo from 2 naira 18 kobo. Unilever shed 40.54% of its share price to close at 22 naira from 37 naira at the beginning of 2019. Fitzen Healthcare closed the year 2019 at 3 naira 1 kobo, shedding its share price by 37.37% from 4 naira 95 kobo. CAP PLC shed its share price by 31.13%, closing the year at 24 naira from 34 naira 85 kobo. Nigerian Breweries closed the year 2019 at 59 naira, shedding 30.99% of his share price from 85 naira 50 kobo. National Salt shed 28.06% of his share price, closing the year 2019 at 12 naira 95 kobo from 18 naira. Dangote Cement closed the year 2019 at the share price of 142 naira, shedding 25.14% of his share price from 189 naira 7 kobo. Honeywell Flour Mills shed 26.66% of his share price to close the year 2019 at 99 kobo from 1 naira 28 kobo. Beggar Paints closed the year at 6 naira 75 kobo, shedding 21.51% of its share price to close at 8 naira 60 kobo. Better Glass shed 21.23% of its share price, closing the year at 53 naira 80 kobo from 68 naira 30 kobo. May and Baker closed the year at 1 naira 93 kobo, shedding 21.22% of its share price from 2 naira 45 kobo. Nimitz shed 20.51% of its share price, closing the year 2019 at 62 kobo from 78 kobo. Kotis PLC closed the year at 1 naira 33 kobo, shedding its share price by 18.90% from 1 naira 64 kobo. Flour Mills of Nigeria shed 14.72% of its share price to close the year 2019 at 19 naira 7 kobo from 23 naira 10 kobo. Portland Paints closed the year at 2 naira 23 kobo, shedding 11.51% of its share price from 2 naira 52 kobo. Dangote Sugar shed 10.82% of its share price to close the year at 13 naira 60 kobo from 15 naira 25 kobo. Northern Nigerian Flour Mills closed the year at 4 naira 3 kobo, shedding its share price by 10.42% from 4 naira 80 kobo. Shellarams shed 9.74% of its share price to close the year 2019 at 2 naira 78 kobo from 3 naira 8 kobo. Premier Paints shed 9.62% of its share price to close the year 2019 at 9 naira 40 kobo from 10 naira 40 kobo. Mayors PLC closed the year at 54 kobo, shedding its share price by 8.47% from 59 kobo. Cement Company of Northern Nigeria shed 6.70% of its share price to close the year 2019 at 18 naira 1 kobo from 19 naira 40 kobo. MC Nichols closed the year at 46 kobo, shedding its share price by 2.13% from 47 kobo. Aluminium Extrusion shed 1.22% of its share price to close the year 2019 at 8 naira 1 kobo from 8 naira 20 kobo. Nestle closed the year at 1,469.9 naira, shedding its share price by 1.02% from 1,485 naira. Julius Berger shed 1.00% of his share price to close the year 2019 at 19 naira 9 kobo from 20 naira 10 kobo. This is how far time permits us today. In case you have any question bothering you on capital markets or for inquiries, you can call either of the two numbers I will mention shortly. You can also join our 24-hour stock market conversation on Telegram by calling the same numbers 0803-2244-723. 0816131-8569. 0816131-8569. I'll surely come your way again, same time, same station tomorrow. Until then, bye for now and enjoy the rest of your day.